Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today's episode is part one about networking for new college grads and everyone else. We're going to start with background, however, because you need to know why this is so very, very important. Congratulations! Good news! You've graduated! That means you know all the things. You've spent 18 years being given a syllabus, subject areas, facts, labs, problem sets, and final exams. You worked hard and you got the promised rewards. You can get the right answer. I have nothing but deep respect and admiration for you and everything you've done. So much respect, in fact, that I'm going to tell you what I wish I had been able to tell me at your age. Now, everything changes. Meritocracy is a lie. Heading off into the world, no one will care if you get the right answer. To the extent anyone cares how well you work, they'll mostly measure you based on stuff like hours and whether you wear the right clothes and whether you come in between 8:05 and 8:45 and appear to be working hard enough. As for your promotions, they may be based on your achievements. If you're clearly an expert, people sometimes do notice. But if they like you, people always notice. And the people who evaluate you will rarely have been trained in how to evaluate someone else's work. So what they'll do instead is simply rationalize how they feel about you, and that becomes your evaluation. What you really learned in school is how to do good enough work to be a useful cog, and how to take outside direction, accept evaluation meekly, and feel really good when you perform the task they gave you. Welcome to real life. Networks are stronger than plans. Fortunately, if you know this going in, and now you do, you can start concentrating on the skills that actually help you get ahead in life. The most important is building and maintaining relationships. In other words, networking. Imagine you're standing on one side of a chasm. That's you now. And the far side of the chasm is the life you want, whatever that may be. A step-by-step guide to get there would be a bridge. You know where to step next to make progress, and you take enough steps, and you'll eventually make it across. Up until now, life has worked that way. Unfortunately, if a plank or two comes loose halfway across, you'll never make it to the other side, because bridges can be very fragile. Now imagine a net stretched across the chasm. You can walk across on the net. You'll bounce. If you fall down, you might even bounce backwards and lose some ground. You can't know in advance the path that you'll take. But if strands of the net break here and there, it's no big deal. You just shift your path to the other strands. That's a net, and that's how life works from here on out. And the strands are relationships. And they're a much more robust way to run your life than trying to take bridges. Be proactive. One of the nice things about life until graduation is that predetermined schedules drove your life. You can participate or not in the opportunities that come your way, but opportunities do come your way. Once you're out of school, however, you can't just sit back and wait for opportunity. You need to be proactive and drive the process. Unless you're born to rich parents, opportunity rarely just shows up at your doorstep. An easy place to be proactive as a recent grad looking for a job is to start building your network now. That means making new friends. Base your network on shared interests. The best way to kick off a relationship is with a shared interest. During a job hunt, the industry you want to work in, the companies you want to work for, or the kind of job you can do, all can become a shared interest to build a relationship. You can find like-minded people at conferences about your area of expertise that are offered at your school, or company informational sessions, or industry gatherings. Use all of these to build your network. Conferences are my favorite places to meet people because you all have something in common. You're interested in the same thing. This weekend, I went to a presentation on ranked choice voting. It's a better voting system than most votes wins systems that we currently use. Everyone at the event cared about making democracy work better. Talk started with voting. And by the time we were done, we discussed voting, monetary policy, healthcare, governance, and communication. With so much in common, it's natural to exchange contact information, and then, boom, new contacts. But in order to build relationships, you have to see someone more than once. So ask for contact information. This can be scary, especially if you're shy, but it's really easy. Just say, "I really enjoyed our conversation and would like to stay in touch. Would you like to share contact information?" If they say no, which rarely happens, just say, "I understand. Thanks for an enjoyable time," and move on. If they say yes, exchange business cards. Yes, business cards. Physical business cards. A physical business card makes an impression. If you're an employee, you can just use your company's standard business card format. But if you're self-employed, consider spending the money to get something distinctive. People do notice, and they will even comment on how memorable your card is, if you make it memorable. For a job interview, always have a physical business card. Never tell someone to look you up online, because that puts the onus on them to stay in touch. If this is someone that you want to connect to, make it as easy for them as possible. You do the work.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys, who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean. Lysol clean.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
And importantly, a business card is something that they'll find again later that will remind them of you. So if you can find a way to make your card useful, that gives them an excuse to keep it in front of them. On the back of my card for Get It Done groups, there's space to write your top three priorities. There's two little lines of instruction, and they say, write your top three priorities and keep this in front of you all day. Do what's important, not just what's in front of you. People comment on this all the time, and even if they don't intend to use it, the conversation makes it and me more memorable. Build memory hooks in yourself for them. You and I know that you won't need their card to remember them because they were fascinating. They had amazing things to say, and you have perfect memory. But just in case you're kidnapped by aliens who replace your memories with the script to your favorite episode of Lost, well, when someone gives you their card, jot down on the back what you had in common and something to help you remember them. Snap a picture of their card with your camera, so if you lose the card, you won't lose the contact. And do all of this with handwriting, not a smartphone, except snapping the picture, of course. When you're face-to-face with someone, jotting on someone's card is quick and easy, and you can keep your attention on them and on your interaction while you're jotting. Do these things, and you'll be off to a good start. You're playing a new game. You're playing the game of relationships. Your network is your fortune. You have to build it, and now is the time to start. Go to conferences. Go to presentations. Meet like-minded people with similar interests. Ask for their contact information, and give yourself memory hooks to help you remember them. Give them a memorable business card to remember you by, and don't rely just on their memory. In part two, we'll dive directly into many other tactics that you can use to start building your network. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. Is sales a big part of your job or your business? If so, consider a Get It Done group, which will help you do regular prospecting, regular follow-up, and really get into the focused routine of doing awesome and amazing sales. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.